Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Would you rather take a bunch of little quick trips or a few long trips?
When you say long trips, could you please define what a long trip is?
Absolutely. So, okay. So let's say for a year, you get two big two-week trips. Or you could do maybe like four or five different weekend trips. Which would you rather?
If I had 4 weeks off, I would do one long trip and then I would break up 1 week and then I would break up a couple days with the remaining week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I would like a bunch of little trips rather than, you know, one long trip or two long trips. Because I feel like you could actually get more done.
You could, with
the time constraints, you know, you're thinking, okay, maybe I have 5 weekends to do some stuff. So you'll actually do more. I think when you get just like a week off or two weeks off, you just sit around and do nothing because you think you have so much time. And then when it's done, you're like, I didn't get the break I needed.
No, but I do 2 weeks off or I take 2 weeks off. And out of those 2 weeks, 10 days of that is travel. Like, I'm going to go to Italy and Amsterdam this year.
I'm doing 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So you don't, you wouldn't, I feel like you too, Caitlin, would like the variety rather than, no, you like the length?
No, I take the longer ones if I could do it. The only reason I wouldn't take longer ones is if I couldn't find a way to plan or I couldn't afford to do the longer 2 weeks.
Sure.
Because it's more expensive.
I think because I have the opportunity now to do that, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I didn't back then.
If I had the vacation time, like in the world of Would You Rather, if it was just one or the other, I'd take the two long trips for sure because I find like my brain doesn't even switch over into vacation mode until the second week.
See, I would do one long and I would do a couple of short because I like just kind of getting away from the weekend, saying goodbye, Toronto, seeing it in the background. But knowing I'm returning, I always feel good when I return.
I think the fatigue that everyone experiences during the week is, you know, it's like a length thing. And then at the end of that week, you'd love to end your week on a Thursday rather than have to go the extra day. That's why I'm saying you break it up. Because when you're going to come back to after the vacation and be tired anyway.
You know, you remember the guy that used to host this show named Roger Ashby?
Yeah.
His idea on that was to take Wednesday off.
So Wednesday was the...
He said, he came up with this theory, don't ask me how. He said, you got the weekend off, you work 2 days, you get Wednesday off. Wouldn't it be great to know on Tuesday you've got Wednesday off, you know? And then Wednesday, you only have 2 days left, Thursday and Friday.
I completely agree with
him. Yeah, well...
This is my point.
That's the point I think I'm making.
I'm already tired again.
Even though
I had a week off. If you could break it up and get like a little vacation in between of the, you know.
All right, let me give you another one.
Okay.
Let's just say that you're into these little mini vacations. And they said, hey, guess what? We're going to go back to the 4-day work week like that's ever happened.
Right.
Okay, so would you take the Monday off? You have a choice. You can take the Monday off or the Friday off. Which one would you take off?
I take the Monday.
Caitlin?
I take the Friday.
Yeah, I really don't know yet. I'd probably take the Monday.
Because?
Football.
Ah, she wants to watch.
Yeah.
Don't say
that way I can watch the game and then drive back on Monday.
See, and I used to say Mondays, but then I realized that Monday is actually a much busier work day.
Yeah.
So you miss more on a Monday. Like Monday, there are emails flying, there's stuff happening, people are back at it. But Fridays always have that Friday vibe, so I don't really even miss anything. Like I check my email when I'm back and I go, oh, like nobody even emailed me.
Shannon Burns is behind the pushing all the buttons. What do you say, Monday or Friday to take off?
Friday. Because then all week you can look forward to like, oh, my day off is coming.
And you can go Thursday night.
Yes.
All I know is when you said football, the temperature dropped 10 degrees. Don't say football yet. I'm not ready for fall. I'm loving summer.
It's next month.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Crazy.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Kyoto Animation, an independent animation studio in Kyoto, Japan, is trending because at least 25 people have died there in a suspected arson attack. A 41-year-old man poured what appeared to be gasoline around the studio before setting it on fire. This is a brand new story. It is just breaking, so you can expect updates on this throughout the day from our friends at News Talk and CP24. But you're going to see a lot of people talking about this out of Japan today. So if you see Kyoto, Japan trending, that is why.
Oh,
I know, it's really, really terrible news this morning from Japan. Yesterday's flash flooding here in Toronto is also still big trending news this morning because as much as 50 millimeters of rain fell in just a few hours. The intense flooding was mostly isolated to the northwest part of the city. They saw road closures, traffic delays, TTC shutdowns, and lots of viral photos and viral videos where you see cars submerged underwater, you know, underneath an overpass. The Jane subway station experienced flooding, so there were videos of water pouring in through the ceiling there, so they were forced to close temporarily. The off-ramp from eastbound Highway 401 to Islington was covered in 2 to 3 feet of water. Firefighters rescued two women who were trapped in their cars there. Toronto Fire responded to, I think, a dozen water rescue calls in the morning specifically. And when they got to these calls, there were multiple vehicles that were stuck. Rivers became dangerous, like the Humber and Don Rivers. So we are expected to have more rain tonight. And there is forecast for potentially more rain over the weekend. So just keep that in mind if you live in an area that's, you know, commonly impacted by flash flooding. And it's also going to be super hot. We've been talking about this all morning, but the hottest day of the year was Tuesday. I think Tuesday felt pretty proud of itself, thinking, I'm going to hold the record for the warmest day of the year. It was just under 32 degrees. It's not going to be able to hang on to that, because I think it's going to be as much as 34 to 35 degrees expected over the weekend, and it feels like could be as high as 40 degrees.
Wow, that is so hot. Humid.
It's a great weekend to go for a swim or go to a movie. I'm just saying.
And I'm just going to say this, and they say this all the time. Check on our senior friends.
Yeah.
Check on people that have children. Check on your pets. You know, you got to be very, it could be very, very bad.
Yeah. And it's not Monday, but I have some Monday motivation for you.
Oh, good.
So the Emmy nominations came out this week. They were announced. And Game of Thrones broke records, you know, 32 nominations. And somebody who HBO didn't submit to be nominated was an actress by the name of Gwendolyn Christie. Now, she plays Brienne of Tarth. She's a very, very tall, sort of strikingly beautiful woman. She has, like, you know, blonde hair, and she plays a female knight on the show, and she is a fan favorite. Well, guess what? She submitted herself.
Good. And?
She got nominated.
Oh, hey! Wow.
I just think that is such a cool story. Good. About, you know, maybe feeling second-guessed at some point in your life, or feeling uncomfortable about being your own biggest cheerleader. Because I think sometimes we feel like we always have to be humble.
Yeah.
And you have a hard time championing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it from Brienne of Tarth.
I don't know that they probably eliminated her, but there's so many people from that show that they wanted to nominate that she probably did feel left out, and she did it on her own. Because I think you only have so many blocks you could fill in. So
yeah,
it's
not to say that there was any shade behind the reason why HBO didn't submit her necessarily. It's just that if you feel like you deserve something, you can go ahead and
vote for yourself.
Absolutely. Okay. And popsicles are still trending. We're starting a bit of a Twitter moment, everybody, because we have gotten in on the action here. Justin Bieber has become a popsicle influencer, and we can all get behind this, because he realized 2 months back, and he tweeted about it, that the double popsicles, where it's two popsicles, double sticks, they're gone, and the singles have been replaced.
Jeez.
And he said, we need to bring these back. And so the popsicle company actually responded to his tweet and said, fine, we'll do a limited batch, but for 100,000 retweets, we will bring back the double pop for everybody. And he said, Justin Bieber, he wants the original banana flavor. So he is a banana guy just like me.
Orange for me.
I like red.
You're team red.
So does Shannon.
So does Shannon. She's
and
team red as well.
Can you please tell me what the red, white, and blue tasted like? Because it scared me.
Oh, the bomb pop? That was red, a cherry on the top. In the middle, the white was like lemonade. And the bottom was blueberry.
Okay, good.
Blue raspberry, I thought. Or was it blueberry?
I think it's just blue. I don't know if it's really linked to any fruit or anything like that.
Bring back the double popsicle. Come on.
Yeah, it can happen, guys. For just a simple retweet, we can make this. We can make history.
So they've reached out to us, some popsicle.
They replied, and we're like, thanks.
You know, I like it when kids get entrepreneurial. Remember the old lemonade stands?
Oh, yeah.
No, you can make like 25 cents. I don't know how much. The kid across the street was charging 75 cents. I said, you're not going to get any business from me.
Ooh, capitalism.
I said, bring it down a little bit. And he did. This is years ago. Sweet guy. But there's a kid that's in a city called Brigham City, Utah. And he was, you know, it's hot. It's hot in Utah. So he has on the side of the road this big sign that he made on himself. He said, it says, cold beer served here.
Cold
beer served here. He's like 10.
Can a 10-year-old serve beer?
Yeah, well, that's it. So the neighbors, think about what state we're in. The neighbors were appalled. So they called the cops. Instead of running over to talk to him and say, you can't do that, you're too young, or talking to the parents, they called the cops. Can you imagine this kid's holding this sign up? Right above the beer, it says in little letters, root beer. Says root.
Got him.
And I said, you are a great marketer. That's, there you go,
that's
kid.
Good stuff.
Can you imagine he's sitting there and all of a sudden he's like, boop, boop.
Yeah, yeah. But I will tell you, because of this story and because those neighbors were lazy, it wasn't convenient for them to go and talk to their neighbors, is that his sales went through the roof.
Wow, that's look amazing. At that.
I like that story.
That's the breakdown of community right there. They could just want to talk to him.
Right. Who doesn't love this song?
No, I'm stuck in my head all day.
I'm sorry. So it does drive some people crazy. Officials in West Palm Beach are using it to drive people away from the city's Lake Pavilion. The city is playing the song on a loop all night long around the pavilion, along with another hit. I don't know this one. We won't do this for you right now. Raining Tacos. I haven't heard that one yet. So people rent the venue for private events at this pavilion, and the city doesn't want potential customers to be deterred from, you know, being there. So they play this all night so that people can't loiter. Hit it again. Now,
so wait, Baby Shark is people repellent?
Right now, near in West Palm. However, it's so funny. In the city of Lake Worth, Florida, a lot of Canadians go down there for this.
Lake Worth, yeah.
Yeah. They play classical music and people stayed. So Baby Shark, the thing about, yeah, adding Baby Shark to the run for the loop overnight so people don't stay up all night.
So you bait people by playing classic music, but you repellent people. Yeah. By playing Baby Shark.
They thought that the people wouldn't like the classical music either. Well, they did. Okay? And I could have told you that. That's what they play in doctor's offices. What were you guys thinking? So Baby Shark, you want to tell people to go away? That's what you play.
It's the song people love to hate. It's got like how many billion views?
I think it's the most viewed video on YouTube. Yeah. Yeah, in YouTube history.
Might be.
Didn't you say that little kid that does it probably didn't get a dime? You know that little kid that does the...
Oh, yeah. The little child actors in it. Yeah. The Ping Fong kids.
Yeah. Right, they don't know that they got that much money.
Anyway, I don't have children and I know this much about Baby Shark. That's how popular it is.
You're scaring me.
I know.
You know anything about Raining Tacos?
No, I don't actually. Don't tell me and I'm not listening.
Okay, fine.
Wouldn't you love it with Rain Tacos? Just open your mouth. Friday, we're going to be hanging out with you and making it just a bigger deal by playing one of our favorite songs. This is what we call Friday. So each one of us have picked a song. Marilyn's got a song. I've got a song. Caitlin's got a song. And then we need you to vote on that song to let us know how we're going to be kicking off this great weekend in Toronto. So this week's Friday, I guess the theme, you would say, is free-for-all.
It was, yeah. That's the thing. It's a free-for-all. I can't hear myself in my headsets there, Miss Shannon Burns.
So free-for-all.
I got to hear myself announce this one. Okay, we good? I can't hear a thing. Okay. Well, anyway, free-for-all is this. They said, they, as in Lisa.
Yeah.
Let's say who it is, okay? They said, okay, you can, we're just not going to have a theme this week. We're just, you can just do whatever your jam is. And I said, okay. So I suggested Rapture by Blondie, right, Richie? Yeah. Good song. That was like, no. We got to go a little bit more, you know, later than that. So here is my song, Get Ready, Hypnotize, the Notorious B.I.G.
Wow.
Song.
Wow.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken.
So wait a second. Like, I'm here for Marilyn's pick.
All right.
I kind of want yours now.
I know. Always happens, and that's why I love that it's a surprise to each other.
Yeah, because we have no idea what it is.
Well, I was thinking Rapture. There's some, you know, rap, and I like this song a lot.
It's a great song.
And it samples Herb Albert's Rise, but that's getting too
one
deep.
One of the greatest music videos of all time.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
Okay, cool. What do you think?
Damn, well, I can't advocate for my song when I like your song.
Am I gonna do? Okay. Thank you.
All right, anyway.
All right, you?
I'm going to take it back to the late 90s. With a huge club hit, shout out to Jermaine Dupri, who is behind one of the dopest productions of pop music. This is Ghost Town DJ's My Boo. Hey. Off the So-So Def Bass All-Stars album.
That's good.
This is great. And it's actually made like a comeback a couple of months ago. I have to redo that. Okay. That is my Friday pick.
It made a comeback? How come?
Oh, because someone redid it. They did a remix of it.
Oh, good. I like that.
They
redid
it, and someone also set a dog to saying,
yeah,
on
exactly,
it, and
exactly.
It became like a weird viral
All
sensation.
All right, Green, what you got? What you got this week?
Okay, so I love both of your songs, really love Love Me Harder, Ariana Grande and The Weeknd.
Hey!
Her concert where I like my head nearly exploded. I love her on it. I love him on it. I love it setting up the weekend. That's my.
You know, it's crazy when I hear that song. I forget how many hits Ariana Grande really has. She has a ton of hits.
Yes, yeah.
Huge hits. Okay.
All right.
Well, there it is. Those are your Friday picks. You got Marilyn Dennis with one of my favorite songs of all time. It's Hypnotize, Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls. Mine, So-So Def Bass. Of course, My Boo from the Ghost Town DJs, and Caitlin Green with The Weeknd and Ariana Grande, Love Me Harder. Now what you have to do, not so hard, go to chum1045.com, pick one of those songs, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock we will tell you what song we will be kicking off the weekend, Friday style. E-Talk Entertainment Update happening right now. Tracy Melcher, welcome in. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Terrific Thursday.
Yeah, terrific hot Thursday, by the way.
Hot Thursday.
It's like a relationship E-Talk update, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It really is. And it's muggy out and it's muggy in here, right? It's muggy. We're talking about muggy relationships. So Kathy Griffin, in a new interview with People Magazine, she's talking about Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. Of course, remember her amazing show, Life on the D-List?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
Bravo.
Right.
Bravo. Yeah. And she worked under Andy Cohen, and she says in this interview that he treated her like a dog and that he was one of the worst bosses ever. So just her, Andy Cohen being her ex-boss is one thing, but Andy Cohen is now best friends with Anderson Cooper, who used to be Kathy Griffin's best friend. They used to host the CNN New Year's show together. Gloria Vanderbilt, who recently passed, was dear friends with Kathy Griffin, who she met through Anderson Cooper.
With her mother. The mothers were really good friends, too.
And the mothers were really good friends.
Yeah.
God bless Kathy Griffin's mother. I love her. She was always so fun on the show. So, but Kathy, when Gloria Vanderbilt died, she did this amazing tribute on social media to her talking about, you know, how close they were. And so I thought during that whole time of mourning that maybe Anderson and Kathy Griffin would have reconciled. But no, because after that whole picture, she took the picture with the facsimile of a Trump
Beheaded.
Yeah. And he expressed disapproval over it, which I find kind of curious the way, you know, he feels about Trump
I think that he was trying to exit from their relationship for a long time, and I think
that was the exit strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know, kind of public. And so she went on to say that she really loved him and she really loved doing the show together with him. It was a lot of fun. And she doesn't think that they're ever going to reconcile. She says she doesn't think he's wired that way.
But Andy, as you said, Caitlin Green, well, you looked up Andy Cohen a little bit yesterday. And
this is not the first allegation of him being a difficult person to work for or work alongside at all.
I'm a huge Housewives fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always been rumblings about Andy Cohen and how challenging he is.
Well, he's wound pretty tightly. He's pretty high-strung.
He is. I mean, he gets the job done.
Right. He gets the job done. But he's
and he produces some amazing content.
Yes.
But that doesn't excuse, you know, these allegations of bad behavior.
Yeah, it's not the first time. Lots of people love him socially, but working, different.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katy Perry. Yes? Wait a minute. Go back.
So Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper and Kelly Ripa, they're like in the Hamptons together. She's always talking about weekends with them. Like, they're really, really tight. So it's almost like they ex-nade Kathy and they put in Kelly. Just saying. A K for a K.
Hey. I like that. Katy Perry.
And there we go. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we won't do that. We won't say them all together, but Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. So we knew they had an ongoing beef, and, you know, they've since, Katy Perry was on an Australian radio show and said she sent a literal olive branch to Taylor Swift and a note apologizing. This was just before Taylor started her Reputation tour. Katy had just come off her own tour, and she realized how much they have in common, and the fact that there's probably only 5 people on this planet that can relate to them being huge pop stars, a tour,
you need your friends, commonalities.
You need that type of bonding. And so that was the first step. And then subsequent bump-ins and run-ins, they saw each other at different parties. And then Katy Perry just went up to Taylor Swift and said, hey, you know what? It's been a long time. I think we've both grown up a bit. I just want to say I'm sorry and hope that we can be friends in the future.
I'm really here for you.
I like that.
Yeah, and
I love that.
I'm really here for you and that I love you and I hope we can be friends in the future.
Look at that.
Love it.
That's good.
Love it.
Love and love on a Thursday.
Love and love.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Good maturity on her.
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to just kind of call as you see it and go face to face.
Yes.
Notice it wasn't over email, text, or anything else like that.
No. A literal olive branch. Taking it old school.
Love it. Okay. So, Tracy, we'll see you tonight on E-Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thank you, my friend.
That is a good example for many people to take this.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten into an Uber and before you get to your destination, the driver, ride sharing, whether it's Uber, Lyft, whatever, goes to the gas station. I gotta say, that's never happened to me before, but it did happen to one person in the room. Hey, Linnea, this is our intern.
Linnea, what happened this morning? Because you ran a little late. You said, hey, you said something to Caitlin. What was that?
So I came in and I go, hey, Caitlin, just wondering, since you are our resident Uber taker, Is it common for an Uber driver to stop to get gas?
No.
While you're on the ride with him. No, that's what happened to you this morning. Did he ask you if it was okay?
He was like, may I stop for, like, I need gas. Are you okay with that?
And you said, yeah.
I guess.
Okay. So, what do you have to say about that, Uber driver person?
I would have said, no, I'm going to be late for work. And we had somebody else, we talked about this, and when we did, somebody else texted and said, back in February, my Uber driver asked me whether he could go back to his house to pick up his winter boots because it was a really snowy, icy day. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, I'll be late for work. So he took me straight to work. So I think if you had said no, you know, unless it was dire straits, probably would have driven you and then gotten gas afterwards. But so there is the option.
A lot of people are weighing in on this, aren't they?
Yeah. And so we had a bunch of people give other stories because we said, you know, if you've had weird or unusual experiences when you were in an Uber or a taxi, let us know. And someone said, how about when the airport limo driver asks to use your washroom when he drops you off at home?
I mean, listen, if you're going to be a good person, I mean, if someone's got to take a leak, I mean, you can't just let them hang out there. You know what I mean?
Like a no on her.
Is that a no for you?
What, to go into the bathroom?
Yeah, let him use the bathroom.
No, it's not necessarily a no. Look, at different for women, right?
Right.
I'm not letting a guy I don't know come into my house.
Okay. Right on.
So that would just be for safety reasons.
That's right. That's a good point.
I feel for you. There's no washroom in your car.
But you might not ever get asked the question because you live in a condo.
No.
You know, so the access, I mean.
Yeah.
You know what? You could ask me because there is a public one in the main area of my building.
Then you should
I'd
be
say,
asked.
Come on in.
I would be a little hesitant. My husband would have to be with me for that to happen. So then,
how about this one? Someone else said that the Uber driver was showing them how to use it. They were using it for the first time to go to the airport, and they were showing him how to use the rating system on the app.
The Uber driver showing him, the customer, how to use it.
And he said, well, he just took it upon himself to give himself 5 stars. that's usually fine. Yeah. But then here's one that I really appreciated. We heard from an Uber driver who said, how about riders asking us to go through drive-thrus for them and make repeated stops so they can do personal errands? So I inquired and said, you know, because with a taxi, the meter's running.
Right, it's my ride. I should be able to go out and do whatever I want, right?
Misconception, though, because you have upfront pricing with Uber, so they're really not compensated the same way. So they said, you know, the average of riders charge 18 cents a minute. So if you stop for 10 minutes, it'd be $1.80.
Wow.
Right? So it's something to be aware of. It's like a public service announcement. If you're a rider, just keep that in mind if you ask your Uber driver to make a stop. I think the etiquette there might be a little bit off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for everybody weighing in. So next time you're suggesting that Linnea says, no, I have to get to work and then you get gas.
And if he says, I'm going to run out of gas, then I think you're both in trouble.
All right. Too many rules for me. Taxi!
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! Show. Chum 104.5.